Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
A very good morning to you. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Joining us now, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, who actually grew up in Beverly Hills, graduate of Beverly Hills High School, served as the U.S. Attorney for the Central Region of California, including the Los Angeles area, during his long and distinguished career in the law. He's a Loyola Law graduate as well. Thank you so much, Secretary Mayorkas, for being with us today on Air Talk.
Larry, it's my pleasure, and it's my pleasure to be back in my hometown of Los Angeles.
Let's start first with your visit, since you're here in Los Angeles. I understand one of the priorities is to assuage any fears there might be in undocumented communities about the presence of ICE at vaccination sites. How is that effort going?
So very well, Larry. That is, in fact, one of the primary reasons I am here in Los Angeles. Make sure that people know to step forward and get vaccinated, that one's the lawfulness or unlawfulness of one's presence in the United States is not relevant to access to the vaccine. We believe in equity in the distribution of vaccines, and it is a public health imperative. We're really encouraging everyone to step forward and to get vaccinated. And I was here to commend Mayor Garcetti and his leadership in executing the president's vision for a safe and healthy American public.
Secretary Mayorkas, also wanted to ask you about international travel with concerns about the spread of the pandemic. Is there any thought to the federal government facilitating ways for people to prove that they have been fully vaccinated as a part of getting international travel back up and running?
Larry, two things, if I may say, in that regard. One is that we announced earlier the creation of task forces to work, in a public-private partnership to take a look at the public health landscape, the economic imperative of facilitating travel and seeing what we can do to lift the restrictions on international travel while keeping the American public safe and also spurring economic recovery from the pandemic. At the same time, we do not have plans to issue what has been dubbed a vaccine passport because of that. At least one reason is that critical principle of equity and concerns that not everyone would have access to the such a passport. And so we want to be very mindful of that principle.
We're talking with Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Secretary Mayorkas, what about how the U.S. is dealing with the large numbers of kids who are seeking asylum here in the U.S.? Thousands are at U.S. detention facilities, including at the Long Beach Convention Center, at Fairplex in Pomona, the San Diego Convention Center. What can be done to better expedite the placement of those kids in the homes of extended family members?
So we are, we have moved mountains, and we are in such a different place than we were just 90 days ago. I think everyone remembers the photographs of children backed up in Border Patrol facilities. Issue, that concern has been addressed. Those children are now being moved expeditiously to shelters and intake centers run by the Department of Health and Human Services that have the resources and capabilities to care for the children as those children need and deserve. And, you know, it was about 60 days or so ago when we had, I think, about 22,000 children in those HHS facilities across the country. And last time I checked, we had just under or around 16,000, because what we have done is dedicated resources to the Department of Health and Human Services. We have re-engineered the process, and we are, in fact, uniting children with their parents, legal guardians, or other lawful sponsors here in the United States more rapidly. We've really made tremendous strides there.
Want to talk about cybersecurity? I know that's another issue that you're here to address. We've had the two huge ransomware attacks on Colonial Pipeline, which affected the price and supply of gasoline on the East Coast. We also had JBS, the second largest producer of beef in the United States, with its major ransomware attack. What is your department doing to try and work with the private sector on bolstering digital security to try and fight back against these well-organized efforts that have been highly lucrative?
Larry, thank you so much for the question, because this really provides me with the opportunity to make a very, very important public safety message. No one is below the radar screen of the need to become cyber strong if one is in any way connected to the internet. If one has an iPhone or other type of device that connects one to the internet, if one is in a small business, no matter how small, that has connectivity, one has a vulnerability to a hack, whether it's a ransomware attack or other cyber intrusion, and we need to get strong. And what the Department of Homeland Security's efforts are based on partnership, a public-private partnership to strengthen us all, the public sector, the private sector, the resident, the small business, the large business, critical infrastructure, across the entire ecosystem. We have to get strong. To those who are listening, change your passwords. Use a safe and secure password. Update your software as it's required. Use multi-factor authentication. There's a lot of simple blocking and tackling that makes a difference and makes us stronger.
We're talking with Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Specifically, what does your department do in conjunction with the FBI in efforts to try and deter these sorts of cyber attacks?
So we work very closely with the FBI. The president has directed on all of government effort to address the cybersecurity risk that we face as a nation, domestically, of course, as you have referenced, as well as in the international arena. The Secret Service is one of the law enforcement agencies within the Department of Homeland Security that partners with the FBI in delivering accountability, apprehending bad actors, seizing their funds, and imprisoning them when the law and the facts justify.
We're talking with Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, with us on Air Talk. Secretary Mayorkas, also wanted to ask you about terrorism. And of course, the Department of Homeland Security created out of international terrorist action on U.S. soil. Now our attention seems much more focused on domestic terrorism as a threat. Is that, as you see it now, the greater threat than from a foreign entity?
I do. You know, the threat is has evolved considerably over the past 20 years. And it is a dynamic threat landscape. Right now, the most significant terrorism-related threat that we face in the homeland is the threat of domestic violent extremism. The connection between extreme ideologies, false narratives, and the desire and intent to commit violent acts related to them.
And specifically, what ways does DHS work with law enforcement on attempting to identify extremists intending harm?
So this is one area where we have learned a great deal over the years, Larry, in terms of what efforts have worked and what efforts have not. And here is, once again, where partnership is really our defining principle. The people in the community are best able to identify when an individual is beginning to show signs of antisocial behavior and a potential signs of an intention to commit violent acts. Family, loved ones, friends, school teachers, et cetera. And what we are really focused on is educating those people in the community to identify the signs. And we are resourcing local communities to build programs, to be strong, to be able to prevent acts of violence, and critically, to be able to help those people from a health perspective.
Secretary Mayorkas, thank you very much for joining us today, and welcome back to Southern California, your home region, for this visit. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much, Larry, for the opportunity.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.